Rudy, this will help me decide how strong a copyright protection we put on your books, whether we go one extreme or the other extreme or somewhere in the middle.
In copyrights, there are many, you can say nobody can do or some can do or...
I have no objection.
Okay.
If anyone in the world produces your books as is with your name on it without permission, it is okay.
Okay.
That anyone can do.
Okay.
But second not, else name on.
Man, must be your name, not other's name.
Huh?
Must be your name, not by other's name.
Not.
Okay.
Second key.
Suppose that ISKCON, BBT...
না জিবিপি ছাড়া অন্য কেউ ছাপাতে পারবে কি পারবে না?
Wait, if ISKCON, BBT says we want to produce your books and we print 2 million books for distribution and they earn some profit with that, any objection?
You should decide.
Yeah. I think no objection, because your books will go, your message will be known, and by that profit they will distribute more books.
They can do.
Three A. If your books is there, and somebody wants to make some changes.
No.
And put your name on it.
No.
Even if there is one available that's okay, that's good, proper, and your name is on it, it's available. Someone else can't. You don't want that.
No. Any change I don't want. As I have written, all books should be like that.
Unless you give permission to any change.
Why I will be?
Suppose they have made mistake in
then if
there is
mistake,
another thing,
yeah,
then they can, otherwise no.
We have a question to that effect later. Yes. Okay.
Do you want us to take legal action if a book comes out in your name that contains Appasiddhanta?
Yes.
Legal action. You
yes.
want to take legal action?
Yes.
Anyone may say, this is the book of my Guru Maharaj, but so many Appasiddhantas are there.
No.
We can try to reconcile by debate, but if needed, we may take legal action.
Okay.
Number four, do you want all the rights of all the books while you are manifest in this world, or can the authors retain rights? It means, if Prem Vilas Prabhu has written books, translated your lectures, and he has done it, and he has said, I am the translator, I, me, Prem Vilas, and he says, I acknowledge that Gurudev has the copyright, but I want to also publish when I want. Yeah. Any problem with that?
You think?
I think no problem.
No problem. Can
if anyone wants to publish. It is no problem.
As long
but
as
I have to print by Gurudev's name.
Yeah.
Can I ask a follow up?
Sure.
To that. Is it okay? Can I ask a follow up?
Shiva has one extra
to four.
Question to four.
Another question to follow up to four. Is it okay for if an original contributor wants to control any changes,
Place.
That we would have to go to them, like Prem Vilas,
or Navadvipa Prabhu,
ask for permission.
But if Navadvipa Prabhu or Prem Vilas have helped to contribute to one title, let's say Manashiksha or Bhakti Rasayan, and we want to make some changes because some mistake is there.
You can change.
Yeah, but should, if they say you can only change the book if I give permission, if Navadvip says, because they have some right, because they have done translation.
Then what should we do?
I think if we have good relationship with them, because if we want them to also give the right to you, but if they say if you want to make any changes to the original work, please consult with us. It is proper etiquette. Yeah.
Okay, you can do like that.
That's okay.
Some may say we have no objection, but some say, maybe Prem Vilas says, I like the way it is written, my style, and it is written well. If you want to change it, please consult with me.
That's okay.
I think it is all.
And it's okay if they want, every time we want to reprint, that we have to go ask them permission. That's okay.
If we want to reprint the books that they have published, then officially they should give permission, yeah, because they have translated the book.
Translated.
So we will have to get. They may say in writing, we have no objections, you can print it at any time. This is what they will probably do. But some maybe, but I think they will not have any objections for reprints, as long as the original work is.
But we have to go through that step of asking permission.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Certainly.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
We should ask them and then they will give the permission. They can say for any time in the future, isn't it? They can
say no.
No, but if they write once, yes, at any time in the future you have the right to reprint.
I would like to try to get that.
Yeah, yeah, that's better if they know once, yeah.
I want to try to get that.
To know after we depart, oh, we need royalty, we did this. So
I will try to get that, but it may be that they don't. I just want to know where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Okay. So try, but...
Done.
Okay.
Number five. If in the future, are you willing for the original contributors, authors, to put conditions on how the books are published, or should the contributors be put in the public domain? It means, if you say in future, anyone can publish my books. No matter who it is, all my followers have the right to publish my books, even third parties. I have no objections to this. If some of the, like maybe someone may say, I have edited this book, I have translated these books, in the future I want to be, have the right to approve. Is that your question?
Yes.
Yeah? I think it is not. It is not really, because they have the right,
if it is
in the public.
So let's say,
okay.
If it's in the public domain, or if anybody can publish, that's not an issue.
Okay.
But what if there are derivatives or changes made, should the original contributors be brought in and have rights?
Okay.
Or if they don't like what BTI or GVP is doing, should they have any rights?
Yeah, suppose that in the future we want to change some things. Yeah, the language may need to be changed because always English.
I think it is not proper.
Yeah. Oh, if we look at books, Gurudev, in the time, actually.
Then it will be change,
yes.
So much change.
So not proper, you don't
I
want
think
that.
That.
Better they write new books.
But for example, Bhagavad Gita, they're changing completely, and when they changed, they made, Prem Vilas made three Apasiddhanta mistakes in one chapter. So we didn't do before, now they're doing again. But I was the one responsible for doing that.
Yes.
So should I, for example, I'm just
yes.
Yeah,
example.
This is good.
So should I check that, or should I have some
ability
right.
As the original author? Should, if he's an original author, should he have some right after you're gone, after you're no longer here with us, should he, as an original author, have any right to have a say in what the changes are?
Suppose he has translated Bhagavad Gita in English, and we all approve that it is proper. You have approved, editorial board, and in the future, if anyone wants to make any changes, then Maharaj has some authority that he should be consulted.
It is good.
It is good. Then Gurudev, number 6, would you like your words to be allowed to be carried forward as you do for the Acharyas and elaborated on, since their work was in the public domain with one exception before Swami Maharaj? If your books are there, like you are now, you are giving some extra on the commentaries of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Swami. If in the future your books are used like that, am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
That maybe any learned Acharya in the future will use your books and write some commentary.
They can do.
Like you are using the edition of Bhakti Sri Rup Siddhanti Maharaj, and again, like that,
yes.
It is proper. Number B, in essence, do you want your words to be put in the public domain? It means anyone can publish your books. But that is your desire.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone can publish your books. Anyone can change your books. Anyone can do anything with your words if we put them in the public domain. Free for anyone. I could do it. I could change.
She's telling that they may change your books, but that we will not allow.
No.
So
no.
That we have to hold on to.
No change of words.
Unchanged your words,
yeah.
They can do. They can publish.
Unchanged, okay.
Then 6C, would you like your words protected and controlled like the BBT? BBT, they don't allow anyone to publish the books of Swamiji. And this has created a lot of havoc, because many disciples want to publish the books of their Guru Maharaj. And BBT says, no, you cannot. We make legal case against you. Sometimes they lost against Hamsadut Maharaj, they lost case. They had to pay a lot of money. But they try always to control. Would you like us to do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
This is like Tamil Krishna in Italy, you know, Pushkar in the Italian books. Does this apply to all foreign books also?
Yes. That's what come after.
Yeah.
In the future, if there are mistakes in your books, do you want corrections to be made?
Yes.
What if the errors originated in and corrected in the Hindi, should they be transferred into the English books? Like your Hindi edition is original, then in future maybe some slight mistakes are there.
In Hindi?
It may be grammar or typo or and some misunderstanding are arisen. Then if we change it in Hindi, we should also change it in English onwards. B, if the errors originated in the English books, yes, automatically. What if the errors are simply typographical, and that means grammatical, and changing them would not change the meaning? No difficulty with that.
No problem.
In the future, do you want anyone, an editorial board, to control corrections of your books? It means maybe you say Bhakti Trust, GVP, Sripad Tirtha Maharaj, Sripad Madhav Maharaj, they should have some, or any Vaishnava who has high, deep understanding, who is qualified, they may be consulted if any corrections need to be made.
In Hindi, I think no need of correction.
No.
It is no problem.
What if in the English?
What if in English?
Or other languages?
English, you can see.
Yeah, like you can say editorial board, Shripa Tirtha Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, Shyamarani, you can name any who are.
So we should have.
Huh?
In English, they can do.
Okay.
So in English, we should have someone.
Editorial board.
An editorial board. Okay.
Vajanti Mala, who is
Vajanti
there?
Vajanti Mala, I think, would be a good one.
Gurudev, now and in the future, do you want anyone to control translations of your books?
What means?
It means that only. Am I correct? If
translations like into Russian.
If the books need to be translated into other languages, some legal entity should give permission for that, or not. Like if we say,
anyone wants to translate in Russian language.
Yes.
Then he can translate.
He can do. But suppose we say, we have some Russian editorial board which is approved by you or by our devotees, then we will recommend, please, and if you do things proper, then you can use our logo, if we have any official logo, which is well known around the world. Other than that, who wants to translate and publish, we will not have any objection.
So you can do what you do.
Like if Vichitra wants to make any book, and she puts her own name, we have no objection. If she puts your name, we may have some objection. Yeah.
So we want to control the translations. Yes.
Yes. Correct. In the future, how would you suggest we avoid the approach BBT is taking towards you and facilitate any pure Vaishnava taking your books and elaborating on them? Can you help explain that?
We're concerned about the future, and we don't want to be like BBT has been to you. Do you have any suggestions as to how we can facilitate future pure Vaishnavas in using your work? Using your words and building on them and commenting on them, any suggestions you might have would be helpful to us.
What is the stance that BBT has taken towards Gurudev?
We cannot use any of Prabhupada's words unless we get permission.
Uh-huh.
We cannot use. I think we will help to avoid that if we say future pure devotees can use his words in commentaries as long as those words are unchanged.
Right.
Is that
if any Vaishnava in future wants to publish Bhagavad Gita and he wants to insert your commentary, any objection?
But name must be there. They have taken from here.
Name, Gurudev's name,
sure,
must be associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that acceptable, Gurudev?
Yes.
Yes.
That is the only thing required, just acknowledgement.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If we will inform them, if we are around, that
or somebody
please
will
acknowledge,
okay,
that this is coming from our.
Any more or done?
Done.
Okay.
That's done.
Thank
yes.
you. I have to
this,
them
thank you, Gurudev.
You want to show this?
Sure, if you
yeah.
would like.
She made some suggestion. Now, these are all the devotees who work in your publication.
Yes.
Yeah. The contributor, the translator, editor, who all work in your. They will give all the rights to you. Yes? Or they can give some rights to you, like Prem Vilas. He may say, Gurudev can publish my books at any time, but I am also allowed to publish the books and put in my website. This is initial stage. After they have given rights to you, you can decide, you will decide, I will give everyone opportunity to publish my works. So give it all back to others, yeah. Or you may say only Bhakti Trust or GVP or Sripad Madhav Maharaj, or they will be allowed to publish my books. Just now, Gurudev has told. This is to illustrate. Yeah. Or we give everything to public domain. Okay. I think this is clear.
Okay.
The question.
He understands.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So it's all right.
Thank you.
Maybe if they cannot
behave
properly,
it won't change.
No problem.
Outside, some
solution. Yeah, but
Guru Dev. They don't know how he serves. All Gaudiya Vaishnava come. They are not living here. There
are you spoken with him?
No, I cannot get them. Rasandu never come here.
I think he understood.
Piece of cake.
Piece of cake? You think? I think he understood.
Yeah.
So what I'll go back and do is now work on a plan.
Good.
And
implement that.
And the goal is to try and get all rights that we can, but only, you know,
I can
negotiate with the others.
Yeah, communicate with me and Chandrani, and I'll find ways to get in touch with Navadvip, those who are areas of concern.
Okay.
Prem Vilas, that he signs off as much as, you know, he is able to do.
Okay. I'm going to try and get it so we don't have to ask permission from anybody.
Yeah.
So I'll do the Prem Vilas one the regular way. No rights. They don't keep any rights. But I'll also have a couple options attached to say which one would you do one, and I'll give it to you and you can communicate. Thank you so much for asking us. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate
it. Oh, thank you so much. I just think you are phenomenal.
I'm so happy that you are here.
Oh, thank you. That's a little bit that I can do.
Hopefully it's
good enough.
So,
if you hear people upset with me, let me know.
People are upset with me also.
I don't understand that.
this is the nature of it. The more people get to know you, the more people will get upset with you. And also the more people will, there will be those that really appreciate what you do.
So, I'll talk to the group, because I know I have a team, and I'm going to work. Krishna Guru and Jayagopal, I made part of a subcommittee with me. Krishna Guru.
They're very nice devotees. I get along very well with them.
And what I'd like to do is somehow get this communicated to all of the group, what he said. So I might ask you for some ideas on how to do that. Or
yeah, if you can get a transcription and then an audio file that they can access.
And get it to all the public.
Yeah, they can hear it and then they can easily.
I think I understand more about
the questions they have. They can ask them and they can deal with that and then they can sign any documents.
Okay.
think that first step resolved, then I can do all the others. Okay, thank you so much.
Very well.
Excuse me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
মিটিং হচ্ছে হয়ে যাক হয়ে গেল
place to work?
I hope I got it.
So you have
it? I hope I got it. I don't know if I hit the buttons right.
Did you meet with Gertie?
Yeah.
What happened?
I just met with Gertie.
Yeah, it's still recording.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, 28 minutes.